You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello everyone, welcome along. You're listening to the William Hill Golf Podcast. Dave Kellner and Dave Tindall with you this week to look ahead to just the one tournament, but it's a biggie. It's the World Golf Championship, the Cadillac Match Play. This Wednesday, a start time for this particular tournament. First of all, good afternoon, Mr. Tindall.
Hello, Dave.
How are you doing, sir?
Very well, thank you.
Last week was frustrating from a personal perspective. David Howell got up early for that tournament, Dave, as well.
Yeah, but had to birdie the par five last, and what did he do? He made a bogey. Oh, just it was the layup, wasn't it? He laid up into rough. I mean, that's sort of
criminal, isn't it? You ought to be
it's
locked.
Just a bit harsh.
You ought to be locked up for that sort of thing.
Yeah, a strange one, really. And the winner, where's he come from, really? I mean, I think he'd only played once this year, and not really known. It was the other Chinese guy, wasn't it, that we were raving about the week before?
Yep.
And then Wu goes and wins, so a surprise one, and a gutter if you're on Hal.
You were saying that it was only a matter of time, it was a numbers game before.
Yes.
A Chinese man won a big event, and it was there with Ashun Wu last week. And in the PGA Tour event, the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, Justin Rose, his tournament record coming into the event was exceptional, and he further enhanced that with a win.
Yeah, and then it sort of got more sort of, what I didn't know as it went on, when he saw like his Zurich were one of his big sponsors on his, and it was just, everything seemed right for him to do well. Very disappointed in Dustin Johnson, never got in a blow, did he? Sort of simmered around the bottom end of the leaderboard. Yeah, never got going.
Yeah, he beat Cameron Tringali by a shot. Justin Rose made great birdies on 17 and 18.
It's good. When someone goes out and wins it, it's always good, isn't it, I think?
It was a long Sunday, though, wasn't it? A tournament that was interrupted by the weather.
Yeah, 36 holes. It's maybe worth noting in your books, isn't it, about who played well for 36 holes, because sometimes, I mean, I had a theory that you had to be young and a sort of a gym rat, and then Boo Weekly nearly won. So that didn't work out, did it?
Let's get stuck into this week then. Justin Rose and Ashun Wu, the two winners last week. We've got the WGC Cadillac Match Play this week, which is always a fascinating event. Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy, 10-1 joint favourites here with William Hill. Jason Day is in the market at 16-1. Henrik Stenson is in the betting at 18s with William Hill. Dustin Johnson is 20-1. Justin Rose is 20-1. Patrick Reed, 22s. Bubba Watson, Jim Furyk and Matt Kuchar, all 25-1, and it's 28-1 bar. Top 64 players in the official World Golf rankings, barring a few that haven't been able to make the trip this week, Dave. And the first thing to comment on is the change in the format this year, because previously it'd been straight knockout, so you could lose big names on day number one, and that didn't really suit the sponsors.
Well, it didn't suit anybody betters as well. I mean, if you're having a punt on that, and say you pick four, and they all went out on Wednesdays, like normally the event hasn't even started, and my money's gone already.
You've got to extend the overdraft, haven't you, for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
But yeah, I can see it maybe for the purists, match play purists, it maybe dilutes it a bit that you've got three sort of chances.
Yeah.
But in many other ways, a bit of round robin early on, it's kind of the best of both worlds. You round robin it for a while, and then you get last 16 onwards straight knockout. So I think that's a fair compromise. Mm.
The top 16 seeds all had their individual group, while the other three players in each group were determined by the draw from random pools in pots B, C, and D. Over the first 3 days of the tournament, which starts on Wednesday, this tournament is a Wednesday start, all four players in each group will play each other, and the one that wins the most matches will progress to the last 16. In the event of a tie, head-to-heads count. If it's still a tie after the head-to-heads, we go into a sudden-death playoff. So on that Friday, we could have some really entertaining golf, couldn't we?
Yeah, it sets it up nicely, because obviously that could happen. That could easily happen, couldn't it? You'll get certain players tied in a four-man group. So
yep.
Yeah, that adds another little element to it. And obviously, the other big change is the course, isn't it? We've gone from a wide open desert track to a kind of more traditional tree line course in California.
We have we're at TPC Harding Park, and it's a golf club, Dave, with a rich history, isn't it? Back in the '60s and '70s, it fell into disrepair, didn't it, at the end of the '60s, and renovation began again in 2002, and subsequently the course hosted the WGC American Express Championship, which Tiger Woods won in 2005, and the President's Cup in 2009. Again, Tiger played remarkably well in that tournament.
He must be
event.
Annoyed he's not in this lineup, mustn't he?
The course is a par 71, and as you mentioned, it's a tree-lined venue, measures 7,127 yards. From the pictures that I've seen and the reports that have been made on Twitter, the rough is quite juicy at the venue. And the wind can be a factor on the back nine as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's in San Francisco, isn't it? So you're likely to see a bit of the elements kicking in. I think you've got to take into account that this is a different course. If you look at that 2005 American Express, initial thought might be, oh, look, Tiger and John Daly contested a play. Oh, right, big hit of heaven. But you look at that top 10, there was some sort of nudges and nerdlers knocking around there, and Europeans did really well, actually. Five in the top 10. So I think it is a course that might favour some of the Europeans, actually. I think they're certainly heavily in my staking plan.
Okay. What type of player do you look for in this format? Have you got a certain type of player you'd look for, or does it depend on the course and depend on the nature of the event?
No, it's definitely someone with a proven match play record would be my starting point. And then if the course would suit them as well, and that's extra bonus points, bit of good form too. But definitely I do look for those who like a bit of mano a mano. and there are certain types, aren't there, whose eyes pop out. You know, you're thinking Poulter, you're thinking Patrick Reed. Those who just absolutely love it, whereas some of the... You know, I've got all their match play records here, actually, in this... in these sheets in front of me, and some of them, you know, slightly sort of gentler characters like Bill House, terrible match play record. It kind of maybe fits in with his personality, that you're thinking he doesn't really get up for it. You want those with a bit of fire in the belly, don't you?
Let's get stuck in then. We're going to go through this quarter by quarter. It's not, these brackets aren't named traditionally as they were in the past, at the as far as I can tell anyway, when we used to have the Hogan bracket, etc., etc.
I wonder why.
I'm sure I've not seen it on the website, so correct me if I'm wrong, listener. But it looks slightly different to me this year. We've got Group 1, 16, 9 and 8 together in the top quarter, then 5, 12, 13 and 4 in the bottom quarter in that first half, and then 2, 15, 10 and 7 in the top quarter on the other side of the draw, and 6, 8, 6, 11, 14 and 3. So we'll go through this quarter by quarter, and this is Group 1, 16, 9 and 8. Group 1 is Rory McIlroy, Billy Horschel, Brant Snedeker and Jason Duffner. Group 16 is Hideki Matsuyama, Kevin Na, Joost Luiten and Alex Levy. Group 9, Adam Scott, Chris Kirk, Paul Casey and Francesco Molinari. And Group 8 is Dustin Johnson, Victor Dubuisson, Charles Schwartzel and Matt Jones. Thoughts on this quarter then, Mr. Tindall? I actually have an official bet in this quarter as well. An official bet.
We've got a jingle. Well, obviously Rory's the dominant name, isn't he? Everyone will be thinking, right, can Rory get beat? I think he can get beat, can't he, in this format. I mean, he's never won this before. Yeah, he thrashed Ricky Fowler in the Ryder Cup, but he's had enough off days in match play to think you can get to him, and I think a starting point for me is don't back anyone too short in the outrights. I certainly wouldn't be looking at anyone, you know, 10-1 McIlroy and Spieth. So can he get beaten? Yes, I think he can. So Group 1, Snedeker could be a danger given his West Coast record. So he might be the one that knocks Rory out straight away. The Group 16 didn't really have any fears for me. 8 has got Dubuisson, but he's a bit odd this year,
isn't he? He's just been injury prone, hasn't he? I think they've stunted his progress slightly.
Yeah, has his moments. So the one I really like, Dave, is Paul Casey. He's in Group 9. He's got to beat Adam Scott, Chris Kirk and Molinari to begin with. Now, Casey's match play record, and this is taken into account everything ever, not games with his mates or anything, but proper events.
Have you not got insight into those then?
Didn't have the full figures, and I like to work with the full figures. But he had, you know, he's got Ryder Cup, he's got the Volvo Match Play, various ones. I mean, some players have got Eurasia Cup, Sevi Trophy. There's lots, quite a lot of Match Play events out there, but Casey's record is particularly good. He's won 26, lost 19, half two. So that's 55%. That's better than anyone in his group. So that's a good starting point, I think.
Yeah.
And he's just proven, and he won at Wentworth, the Match Play there. He's got to the final of this twice. I think he got beaten in successive years in the final. And yeah, I can't...
He's in great form as well, isn't he?
Well, that's the other thing. He had a really good Masters. He didn't just quite get over the line into the top five. I just think a lot's in his favour, Paul Casey. He's obviously based himself in America this year. It's reaping rewards. Got some great results over there. Add that to his Match Play record. Boom, there's a bet.
33-1, Paul Casey in the outright. If you fancy him just to win Group 9, we have priced up all the individual groups here with William Hill as well. Paul Casey 7-4 to beat Adam Scott, Chris Kirk and Francesco Molinari.
Yeah, Molinari's got a wrist injury. I think he's only playing it because it's this event. He tweeted that he was going to be out until May, but then he got into here.
Ah, right, I know.
And he thought, oh, I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
So I think he's vulnerable. Scott's...
He might be someone to look to take on in the head-to-head of the matches then, maybe.
Yeah. Scott's got a less than 50% winning record in Match Play. Take him on. Kirk's...
Which putter is he using, Scott, this week?
Who knows? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
No.
I've not seen it tweeted anywhere either. Because obviously he went back to the broomstick for the...
But kind of either way, you kind of sense he's not quite settled on anything. So I think Casey can win that group and then kick on.
I'm going with Hideki Matsuyama in that quarter as my pick. Point each way at 33-1. Doesn't have a great Match Play record overall, but he's... in his infancy in terms of his career.
And he played three singles.
Yeah, he has. And he beat Martin Kaymer 2-1 in his first match last year before going down to Graham McDowell. And you think McDowell, Match Play specialist, and McDowell beat him 1-1 in the second round. So that's not a bad result there. He's got everything I like in a prospective Match Player, really, because he's calm under pressure, superb putter. And in addition to that, around this venue, I want a ball striker as well. I think it's a ball striker's course. You mentioned... that leaderboard back in 2005, that was littered with really high quality ball strikers. And something that was mentioned on Twitter by Ben Curley and Golf Betting Brain, the designer of this golf course at Harding Park is the same designer of the golf courses at Olympic. And you look at that 2012 US Open, and again, top class ball strikers came to the fore there, with Webb Simpson winning and Jim Furyk in contention, Graham McDowell bang there again. Yeah. So I like him, and I like the look shape of his group as well. You've got Alex Levy, who was a little bit disappointing in China last weekend. Whether or not he'll have had sufficient time to get over that with a late finish there or an early finish Sunday morning, then flying over Wednesday start. Kevin Na, who has been in okay form, but I don't see him as in the same sort of league as Matsuyama in ball striking terms. Juuse Loughton is...
got a good Match Play
record. Yeah, he's got a very good Match Play record. I'm worried about him most of all in that group, but his experience stateside is quite limited.
Yeah.
Which I think is a slight concern. And
I'd be on Matsuyama out of that quartet, definitely. Mm. We even talked about him the other day, didn't we, as a money list outsider.
We did, and
we can't see him getting to Jordan Spieth, but there's four places available?
There is. I was looking at the outright for the money list earlier.
There's another Kellner.
66-1.
Right.
I can see. He's the only one up there without a win to his name yet, and he's still over the $2 million mark.
And he plays really well in big events, really good in the majors.
He's got a lot of events coming up that he really likes. He could eat into that total quickly. I think 66-1. Yeah. It's a shame we're betting a fifth the odds, one, two and three, but he'd be more attractive if there were four places on offer. But 66-1 Matsuyama, I can see him having a really strong end to the season, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's a brilliant player, going to get better and better.
I like Casey in your group as well. So we've got Hideki Matsuyama and Paul Casey.
So they would meet in the quarters if it goes to plan.
They would.
Yeah.
Hopefully that happens. let's have a look at the second section then. This is a Group 5, Jim Furyk, Martin Kaymer, Tongchai Zhaidi, George Kutsaya. Group 12 is JB Holmes, Brooks Koepka, Russell Henley and Mark Warren. Group 13, Ricky Fowler, Graham McDowell, Shane Lurie and Harris English. And Group 4 is Bubba Watson, Louis Oosthuizen Keegan Bradley and Miguel Angel Jimenez. Do you want to kick us off here?
Oh, yeah. This is my absolute biggest bet here.
Is it?
For everything, really. Back him to win the group, back him to win anything at all. The whole tournament. Graham McDowell.
I feel we were going to head to, we're
really keen on
you
him.
You know what? We're going head to head here. We're going head to head here.
Oh, good.
Go
I
on
like
then.
It,
give
yeah.
us, we, we've mentioned McDowell a few times, haven't we, on the podcast
Graham McDowell,
already?
Brilliant, brilliant match play record. His career record, he's played 44, 130, lost 14. That's 68%. That's absolutely fantastic over that number of games. Won his US Open, you know, in California at Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
Nearly won at Olympic, as you've just said, which is the same designer as this week. Remember in the Ryder Cup, he led out the European team, beat Jordan Spieth. That was a real kind of... I mean, that looks even better, doesn't it, that result now? But, yeah, he's just seems to have everything in his favour. He's even got course form. We're not just guessing that because he played well at Olympic. He came sixth here in the 2005 Amex.
Yeah.
So it's just his sort of course. It's just his sort of tournament. I think 50 to 1 you can get him on
he
here,
is,
right?
Yeah.
And that's the sort of price I want to look in this tournament. I don't want to be mucking about back in 10 to 1 shots who might go out early doors. So 50 to 1 McDowell definitely. And we got him in the group just because he's up against Fowler in that group, so
yeah, he's in
so he's not going to be sort of silly
he's
price,
in group 13. He won't be that short looking at the group 13 prices here with William Hill. 9
yeah,
to 4
yeah, better than 2 to 1 yeah. I think, I mean, the other two, Harris English, I don't know. Shane Lowry, I think he beat him in Lowry that year. Lowry beat McIlroy, I think it was 2 years ago. Then McDowell took him out. So I think he's got everyone's number in that group, and I can see him going all the way.
We're going head to head here.
Go
then,
on,
Mr. Tindall. I'm going with Harris English in that group and in that quarter. He's 80 to 1, and I'm playing him a point each way as well. 80 to 1, Harris English. It might be foolish to have a look at that group because. In my mind, that's one of the most difficult groups in the whole bracket, right, to be honest. And I am fond of McDowell, and I can see your angle definitely. But English has always talked about his liking for classical style golf courses like this one, tree line golf courses, and this course certainly fits into that bracket. He played well at Innisbrook, which is a tree line venue, one of his favourite stops on tour. In the Valspar, had chances to win in Hawaii and at the Farmers. He's an incredibly solid ball striker, which I think will put pressure on the others in this group. He ranks 14th in that statistic this season and 31st in strokes gained putting on the year. If he can negotiate his way out of that group, which is a big if.
It is a big if. He won't.
He might come up again. Who do you fancy in groups 5 and 12 for him to meet? I like Furyk in the top half of that section.
I can see why Furyk. I've got a funny feeling for George Kurtsey in
Have
that
you?
Group. Yeah, I think his last three events is a win and two top threes. And he took some good scalps. I think, did he beat Patrick Reed? I think. He strikes me as a good match player, a good ball striker as well. I think that group, Keimer's playing awful at the minute.
Yeah.
Jaidee's got a pretty terrible record in America, so I think he's only really got Furyk to beat. And I know Furyk's, that's his course, and he's coming off
the back of that win. Yeah,
but I think he's got a bit of match play baggage, having been done in Ryder Cups and flopped at the end of matches. So
his match play record when he's playing in singles isn't as bad as sometimes we're led to believe when people talk about his Ryder Cup record.
It's 51% overall his singles record, which is good. Anything in the positive is good. But I think that group is there for the taking by an outsider. I think Kurtsey might just be the man there.
Should we have a free lunch bet on? I'll take English. You can have McDowell.
So I've got to be. I keep just saying nodding. I feel like I'm being set up.
Not being set up on this one. I'm giving you the
it's
odds. A
trap.
There. Well, we'll think about that. We'll think about that as we move on through the podcast. You can mull that one over. Shall we talk about the other half of the draw?
I owe you. What do I owe you now? I owe you
a couple.
A sort of night out in a hotel room. I think.
Let's talk about the other side of the draw. The third quarter, as it were. This is groups 2, 15, 10, and 7. Group 2, Jordan Spieth, Lee Westwood, Matt Everett and Mikko Ilonen. Group 15, Patrick Reed, Ryan Moore, Danny Willett and Andy Sullivan. Group 10 is Sergio Garcia, Jamie Donaldson, Bernd Wiesberger and Tommy Fleetwood. And Group 7, Jason Day, Zach Johnson, Brandon Grace and Charlie Hoffman. I have no official bet in this quarter. I quite like the look of Reed in the top section of the third quarter though, Dave, but I've not got an official bet and no real I can be easily swayed in this quarter anyway, Dave, let's put it like that.
Yeah, there's some toughies to get past here. Obviously you've got Spieth, there's got to be a big danger in group two. You've got Jason Day in group seven, a big danger.
Jason Day slightly disappointed me in New Orleans, yeah. Given that he had that tournament after three rounds in the palm of his hand and started slightly slowly in the fourth round on Sunday afternoon.
True,
I'm sure he'll come back strongly this
week.
His
match play record is absurd. 1-15, lost 4. That's 79%. Yeah. I mean, that's almost off the planet good. Obviously won it last year. He always goes on about how he loves match play. But I actually do have a bet in this quarter. And it's, well, we've mentioned him, Patrick Reed. I mean, you saw in the Ryder Cup, he absolutely loves it. For his personality, it's absolutely perfect, isn't it? Just taking on someone, staring him in the eye. You know, he was shushing the crowd, wasn't he? And, you know, some players can get themselves kind of worked up and it goes wrong. But yep. I think, like Poulter, it just takes him to another level when he's pumped up like that. And I've read some... Have you ever read about his sort of college exploits? I think he played on a really sort of naff college team. That were way, you know, like a sort of League One team or championship. Somehow he got them to titles just basically because of him.
Yeah.
So he's got an absurdly good record. I just think he's worth... Because there's a few big names in that quarter. I think he'll take on Spieth, won't he? If both win that group.
That would be great, won't it, with them being Ryder Cup partners.
Yeah, the Ryder Cup partners.
But we didn't mention as well McIlroy and Horschel having had that clash in the Walker Cup back in 2007, yeah. Which is apparently all water under the bridge now. That will be... And they are... they're friends on tour now. But that will be interesting in group one of that other side of the draw.
The media will dig it up, won't they?
Yeah.
But Spieth v. Reed, I think that would be great... But I wouldn't fear... I wouldn't think... I'd say bring it on, and I'm sure Patrick Reed would. I think it'd almost make him raise his game even further. So, I think he's just the American Ian Poulter, isn't he, Patrick Reed? Now and what is he, 33s?
He's not. He's 22-1.
Oh,
he's been well found in the market.
Why have I thought 33s there? It's not the greatest price, is it?
No.
But I think I will kick myself from here to San Francisco if I don't back him.
I like. If I was having a bet in the quarter, which I won't be,
yeah.
I like Sergio Garcia in that quarter.
Definitely his course, isn't it?
It's a nice course for him. I think he loves match play.
Yeah.
His Ryder Cup record's very strong. His match play record overall is pretty decent as well. I just think he's been slightly, ever so slightly out of form, but I think a lot's been made about how poorly he's playing. I don't see that really in his numbers. He's just usually so consistent, yeah. Even though he doesn't win a lot. I just see this course suiting him, and he might be kicked into top gear because it is match play this week. So I like Garcia to come through that quarter.
Yeah, I think the course adds a lot to Garcia's chances. And normally you just think, oh, well, he's pretty good at match play, isn't he? But, you know, what else? But I think the course is the what else for him. And, yeah, he would definitely be a danger.
Let's go through the bottom quarter then. This is Group 6, 11, 14 and 3. Group 6, Justin Rose, Ryan Palmer, Arnie Van Lahiri and Mark Leishman. Group 11 is Jimmy Walker, Ian Poulter, Webb Simpson and Gary Woodland. Group 14, Matt Kuchar, Hunter Mahan, Stephen Gallagher, Ben Martin. And Group 3 is Henrik Stenson, Bill Haas, Brendan Todd and John Sendon. Again, no official bet, but I do think Justin Rose is going to be difficult to stop in this quarter, given the way he performed last week on a golf course where good ball strikers you think are going to come to the fore. The putts he made late on there suggest to me that this match play test will be absolutely perfect for him. So I've got Rose coming through the top half of that section and Kuchar coming through the bottom half of the section.
Yeah, I said before, you've filled in a nice bracket, haven't you?
I have. With,
a nice pen and everything. And
I was going to come to this because I never do that. I've set up a hashtag golf podcast group because on the PGA Tour website, Dell have created a match play bracket.
Yeah.
And I've left this open to the public and tweeted it out there. The group is hashtag golf podcast. Enter it, fill out your bracket, and hopefully I'll be able, I can't promise this, but hopefully I'll be able to get a free bet sorted if you win the win the league. So, Mr. Tindall, sorry for poo-pooing the
idea
you've got to get involved with that.
I know,
know it's some people don't like it, but it's a little bit of fun.
Well, in American culture, they love it, don't they? I know.
Absolutely.
Barack Obama filled out a bracket for like the college basketball. They just love it, don't they?
March Madness.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands
Amazing,
of people filling the brackets.
And it's sort of a fun thing to do. But in terms of a betting strategy, I tend to think I'd rather pick my players. If two of them are set to meet in the second round, so be it.
Okay.
My thought would be, well, one of them will get through then.
Yeah.
Rather than expose everyone
and try and plot it in quarterback.
Because you've done that in Football World Cups and you get one funny result and the whole thing goes up to pot.
Your bets are quarter by quarter, but that's just coincidence, isn't it?
Fluky, yeah. That's just fluky that the four people I like. I mean, although to be honest, in this group, this would be my least, because he's too short. I really like Henrik Stenson in this quarter, yeah.
Okay.
So he played at Harding Park in 2005, came third. So that's an excellent result. You know, his results before the Masters were superb. I mean, ridiculously, how can anyone be top in strokes gained tee to green and strokes gained putting? He's top in both. It's just absurd. Why do I keep saying absurd today? I don't know.
Was that on your calendar this morning?
I don't know. I must have heard it. I keep saying it. but Henrik Stenson, yeah, he's proven at the course. The only reason why I don't want to put him up on the outrights, what I want to do with him is back him to win this group.
Group three.
Because I think that's a doddle of a group. Bill Haas has got a terrible match play record. Won one, lost six. Brendan Todd's never played it. Senden, not very good. Won two, lost five.
Short, though. 10 to 11 he is to win the group.
That's fine.
Do you think?
Yeah, I'll just take that as, you know, take that as an easy win, because the fear I have, at the Masters, he had a lot of health problems, didn't he? He was battling bronchitis.
Yeah.
So I've just got a feeling that might catch up with him when we go deep into the tournament.
Oh, okay.
And the fact that his outright odds are just probably short enough. So I want to win on him while I can. So that's why I want to back him in the group.
I'll be interested to see how those players that play 36 holes on Sunday perform here when it's a Wednesday start. It will be interesting, and that will be interesting later on in the week as well, because if you advance all the way, it's one more round than it was traditionally.
Yeah.
And players talked about how grueling it was before.
Yeah,
and so you play one more round here, having played 36 holes on Sunday, so it could catch up with a few.
So you need to play seven, don't you?
Yes.
The winner, or well, anyone in the semis will play. Do they have a third place?
They do.
Yeah.
The consolation match.
Yeah. So you need to be playing seven games here, don't you? Which is enough.
Yeah.
If you've got any health problems or anything like that, so that's why I'm.
It
a
is
bit
over
put
five
off
days, isn't it? Saturday and Sunday are going to be grueling days because you could double in up both days.
Yeah, and then if matches go to beyond 18 holes, then yeah, it can be an awful lot of action involved. Mm. I mean, can they go beyond 18 in the group phase, or do you get a draw?
No, there's no draw. There's no draw.
So you just keep going.
Yeah, you just keep going.
Right. Okay.
So you can't go beyond 18.
More reason to keep an eye on it. Who's playing that many holes and what they've played recently.
Okay, let's recap it then, Dave. Your official picks for the 2015 WGC Cadillac Match Play Championship, which does start on Wednesday, and it's a late start because we are on the West Coast in San Francisco.
Yeah, so in the outrights, I've got three. I'll do them in order I like them rather than anything to do with price. McDowell just happens to be the biggest price. He's my sort of nap of the week.
Yeah.
50 to 1, I really like that. Then I like Paul Casey at 33 to 1. And even though, he's probably a bit short, but I just, like I say, I would rue it forever if he won. Patrick Reed at 22s. So point each way on those. I'd back those three to win their groups as well.
Yes.
And I'd throw in Stenson if you want to make that a four time. Is there any sort of ACCA insurance things going on?
I don't think there is for the group by group betting.
Right, okay. So those four, Casey, McDowell, Reed and Stenson, I might you know, lucky 15 them or something like that.
Yeah. I've got just a couple of outright picks. So I will tweet my thoughts if there's anything that stands out in the match-by-match betting, especially on the once we get the group matches out of the way. I'm sure there'll be a few that I like on the Friday, the Saturday and the Sunday. But my official outright bets here, just a couple of them. I'm going a point each way on both of these guys. I'm going a point each way, Hideki Matsuyama. He's my favourite selection, the headline selection, 33-1. And I'll play a point each way on Harris English at 80-1 as well.
Right. And what was the lunch bet again? English versus
McDowell in that group 13.
What? Who wins the group or who wins their match?
Who wins the group?
Yeah. You're on.
Okay. and if neither of them progress through the group, bet void. Match bet, lunch bet void.
So even if one comes second?
Yeah, you've got to progress.
Okay. Why though? Why would that?
Well, because we don't want to be dealing with permutations if they're tied for third, do we?
Yeah, but there'll be an official finish in
okay,
order.
Okay. Whoever finishes higher in group 13. Yeah. Happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And currently it's 2-0, isn't it? So we'll see how it goes.
Fall into the Kellner honey trap again. Surely not.
Make sure you join that group bracket as well. It's a bit of fun.
It's
all a bit of fun. So I will try and sort out a free bet for that Dell bracket as well. It's on the PGA Tour website. Just go to pgatour.com and then click enter the Dell bracket challenge. I've tweeted it on my Twitter as well, at D Kellner, but it's the hashtag golf podcast league and it's open for all. So do enter that Dell bracket challenge. Can I convince you to have a
I'll have a stab at that.
Okay, Mr. Tindall will be in there as well, so you can have a look at all our selections. And I think that's 9:20 a.m. Eastern time that you can have a look at everyone else's bracket. At the moment, they're strictly embargoed. Right. They're top secret at the moment. So do check that out. The hashtag Golf Podcast League, the Dell Bracket Challenge on pgatour.com. You've got to sign up, but it's just some simple details like date of birth, etc., etc. You can lie on that one if you want, Dave. thank you for listening to the podcast, folks. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at D Kellner and at Dave Tindall Golf. And myself and Dave will be back alongside Mike Grenham, who's missing this week. We'll all be back for more golfing action next week. Enjoy the WGC event, the Cadillac Match Play, and we'll speak again very soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.